All right, so here we are on, there's an exciting game today with Electric City coming all the way to North Mississauga and playing the Panthers and coming away with a comfortable 4-1 win. And I have Electric City's head coach, Randy Ribeiro, and we're going to answer a few questions. And so let's start with your thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, I thought we were a dominant team today. I thought we kept possession well. We were patient in our build-up. We exploited the spaces that they were going to, give up. And I thought we created some really high-quality scoring opportunities and were able to score four. I think we missed a few chances that we'd like to have back, and the score line could have been a little more. But overall, I thought the reactions in loss of possession was really good from the guys today. And, I'm disappointed that we conceded that goal at the pretty much the last kick of the game. So we'll go back and watch that to be better in that moment. But overall, I'm pleased with the performance from the team today.
Okay. So many players I recognize from like last year with London and you yourself with London and places like Blue Devils and so forth. And so how did you recruit your players?
Yeah, I think first and foremost was understanding what it was that we wanted to do and our principles and philosophy as a football club. Once we had that established, it allowed me to create a profile of player for each position that we would be looking to bring in, and that's how we started recruiting. It's always nice to have familiar faces to work with, especially when you're starting and building something from scratch. So, I think Daniel Ashana has been outstanding for us this season and proven that he's capable of playing at the next level, or at least given an opportunity. So I really hope that, something comes out of this for him. Ethan Gopal, Connor Wilson, standouts in the league year after year. So it's really nice to have these guys come over and have a foundation of guys that I'm familiar with and be able to recruit around them. So bringing in the likes of Jordan Webb and Jordan Brown, these type of players are players that have been at the next level that we can groom our younger players around them and feed off the experiences. And I'm fortunate to work with such incredible people first and foremost, and it's a fantastic group here. So essentially that's how the roster was built, and it's a pleasure working with them every single day.
Yeah, nice. And so there are other players. Did you have open tryouts like some of the other teams?
Yeah, so really interesting story. We had Yuki Mandai, our Japanese international, who came through our open tryouts.
Right.
Pretty cool story there. And Joshua Pinello, who is a local Peterborough player that was playing with a local men's team that's come in and done a fantastic job for us. We were able to recruit some quality from our open tryouts and locally in the area, so that's always nice to have.
Yeah, that's what I want, and I'm sure the league would encourage that too. They want more local guys from Peterborough, because you can't, all-star every year, I assume. And do you have local academy links now?
So we have our partner clubs in and around the area, right? So there's five local clubs that are partnered with us: Northumberland, Kawartha Lakes, Peterborough City, Peterborough Youth, and Cavan FC. So those are clubs in and around the area that we want to help grow and help with the development of players and development of coaches. So hopefully we can continue to do that as we progress, and without their support, none of this is possible.
All right. Now your goaltending situation. I mean, I used to watch last year. Quillen Roberts was the only goaltender for 18-12 at one-year franchise, but you have him, good pickup, and Elias Jimenez, who I've of course seen before over the years. And so, how useful is it when one of them ducks off to the guy in his national team, and another was like last night? Yikes! He's the backup for York United. Emergency usage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? It's a surplus in a situation that we're fortunate to be in with such two high-quality goalkeepers. I have nothing but good things to say about the two of them. Quillen's a fantastic player, and he's shown it time and time again throughout games in this league, and even getting his call-up to the Guyana national team. And Elias, we've been able to move on to York United, which is something that we're really proud to do, and that's what we want to do, is help promote these players, and our ambitions of moving these players on to the next level is always there, and I'm going to do everything that I can as a coach of this team to help promote guys to get there.
Yeah. Now, your team was off to a slow start when the year began. Was that, late recruitment and the coaching situation that you were brought in, and you've done so much better in the last 2 months or so. What would the, is it just everyone gets knows each other now, or what is it? There's so much better.
Yeah, you know what? It's a difficult question, but I think it's there was so much good work done right from the get-go, and it takes time to build. And I was fortunate to have such a solid base going into when I took over that as the guys started getting more familiar and the system of play started being implemented more and more, then the boys started performing better and better, right? So, you know, I won't take too much credit for that. I think that's more so down to the players and their desire and willingness to win and stick to game plans. And you know, they're at an individual level, the individual performances. Once that comes together collectively, we're a really difficult team to beat, and I think we're one of the top teams in this league, and I have no hesitation in saying that.
Yeah. Now, there's still on the table is the is eventually like a CPL team, or that's the goal, like long term, I assume. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not just it's not just to say we're ready, because I'm you know they got to get one in every province, I'm sure, and Northwest Territories or
yeah, of course.
Even then, or that's what they say, and then they'll come back to Ontario for more. Okay, well, we'll leave that. But what's really important is about, well, I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's not important. You fill in the answer. Every coach I ask is, how important is it? There's this conglomerate of 22 teams piled in now, and but within 2 years, they're going to do a top 12, next 10 division split. So how important is it for you guys to survive this top 12?
Yeah, as you know, it's really important, and I think it's one of our goals as a club, right? We want to be as competitive as we possibly can, so of course we want to play in the top division, right? So we treat every single game just as important as the previous one, and we want to collect maximum points. That's always our objective, week in and week out. So we prepare the same, we train the same, we recovery sessions are the same, so we want to make sure that we do everything we can to make sure that we're setting ourselves up nicely to play in the most competitive matches that we can.
All right, great. And just to finish this off, when I was watching you years ago on Toronto Lynx and you were a player, did you ever have an idea that you'd one day be head coach of you know, any team?
Yeah, you know, at that time I was still pretty young, so I was so focused on playing, but I always had a passion for coaching. So to be able to be in this opportunity, working with such high-level athletes and in an organization that, you know, are doing the right things, I'm very honored and privileged. And so I'm so thankful for this opportunity. And, I hope to continue to grow and educate myself in coaching and progress just like players do.
And we both remember the coach at that time where you playing was Duncan Wild. And so he's with the Blue Devils for the last few years. Have you guys played Blue Devils this season yet?
We have. We actually played them 2 days ago. So it was a really cool opportunity for me to now coach against Duncan and Billy Steele over there, two guys that I learned a lot from as a player. So a really unique experience, and we ended up giving them the first loss of the year. So it was a little bittersweet there, but a very cool experience for sure.
But before the game started, he said, like they'd recognize you, of course, and they'd say, yeah, good luck, you know, but they don't mean it. But yeah, okay, great.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thanks for talking to me. This was the missing link, the 22nd team that I had to see and talk with the coach. I'd like to thank them all. And